You're listening to Little Love Stories, written and read by Danielle Hines. Short stories about love of all kinds, delivered weekly to your inbox.
Welcome back to Little Love Stories. I'm Danielle. Today's story is entitled, Even Though I Hate Being Chased. I wrote this about 7 years ago when I was going through just a dark time, just feeling very raw, going through a lot of changes, just some logistic stuff with the end of my first marriage and adjusting to being a single mom and having a lot of anxiety come up. A lot of fear around abandonment and putting myself in situations that were new and scary. And I wrote this after a weekend that my now husband and I had had with our kids, where we took them to play laser tag. And it was something that I had to make myself do for the kids. And, you know, when we're doing something for our children, it tends to be easier. We're able to sort of put our own stuff aside and just be there for them. And thankfully, I did. And the benefits were wonderful and made a lasting impression on me and something that I decided to write about to just cement that in my memory and go back to it anytime I felt scared or unsure of doing something in the future. Because you know, crappy things happen to us. That's certainly part of life. And it certainly means that we have to be real about how we feel about it. It doesn't mean that we can't enjoy life and live it more fully and joyfully. Don't want to deny what has been done to us or what's happened, but learn from it and use it to embrace all of life. And that's what this story is essentially about. So enjoy, even though I hate being chased. So yesterday I played laser tag with my family. It was something my boyfriend and I had planned because the kids tend to get cabin fever on Sundays. I wasn't particularly looking forward to it. Being chased is something I don't like at all, but I sucked it up for the kids. Aside from my aversion to being stalked, there are these thoughts that always linger in the back of my mind. This place will be crowded and busy. New people are scary. I don't know how this works. What if I make a mistake? For the kids, I put these thoughts aside. For the kids, I did this normal thing that to me isn't so normal because of the anxious thoughts it induces. But it's amazing what we just blindly do when something is more important to us. So I went, and it was so goddamn fun. I got pummeled. I was chased and shot by strangers, and it was awesome. For 30 minutes, I told anxiety to F off and did the hard thing. And because it was for the kids, it wasn't hard at all. Connection is so damn good for us. It lifts our heads up to see the love. After the end of my first marriage, a friend of mine gave me this advice. Danielle, trust that God is putting this truth at you so that you can truly know peace. Surround yourself with loving support right now. Don't isolate. Go to big book meetings. Go to Course in Miracles groups. Be part of community and trust that you're being guided. Okay, I had replied. But the truth was, I didn't want to. I wanted to go through life with a zombie-like approach until my kids were asleep and then just cry in bed while looking at Pinterest or writing bad poetry. I wanted to take it all seriously because I wanted it to mean something. Because if this pain didn't mean anything, then maybe I didn't mean anything. For me, I could feel the full effects when alone. to be around others meant to deny it. As ever, though, I'm willing to be wrong. And I was. What my friend was saying was not to deny it. She was encouraging me just to not make it precious, like a jewel I hold close and treasure, refusing to let go. No, don't do that. She was saying, go, be you, don't pretend, but don't make it everything. Go, do normal things with people who love you. Cry if you need to, and don't apologize. Be open to God's love and those you love and who love you. No amount of tweeting or pinning or posting on Facebook or Instagram is going to give me the kind of connection my soul craves. That comes from God. That comes from good friends. That comes from family. It comes from a decision to see love instead of fear. So what does this have to do with laser tag? Well, everything. More and more, I put myself in situations where I feel scared and keep going in order to feel connected, in order to feel joy. I look fear in the face and trust myself to get through it, even though I hate being chased, even though I feel uncomfortable in crowds, even though I had no idea what to expect. I did it. And I'm celebrating this because it's big.
This has been Little Love Stories by Danielle Hines, author of the Sweetwood series, out in spring 2023. To find out more about Danielle, visit her website, writingmiracles.me.